WCOFM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 59. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, May 21st. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company. It's going to be a nice day today. Sunshine, high about 82. A Lindsay woman dies in a weekend traffic accident. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
From this past weekend, a fatal traffic accident at the Tabler Y east of Chickasha. 27-year-old Kayla Blake Brazil died in the crash that happened about 11:30 Friday night. The Tabler Y, about 6 miles east of Chickasha. The Highway Patrol reports that Brazil was westbound on State Highway 39 and failed to yield from a stop sign. Her vehicle hit by a pickup driven by 46-year-old Niles Thomas of Fayetteville, Arkansas, who was westbound on U.S. Highway 62. Thomas and a 9-year-old girl in the truck with them were taken to Grady Memorial Hospital, where they were both treated and released. Two other people in the pickup, an adult and an 8-year-old boy, not hurt. Lightning said to be the cause of a house fire in Chickasha yesterday. The fire erupted just after 3 o'clock in the 900 block of West Iowa yesterday afternoon. Buddy Myers with the Grady County Fire Department said his volunteers were called in to assist Chickasha Fire Department with a fire. Myers said the home was being remodeled. There was no word on damage. A 3-day music festival and going out for bids for some traffic signal modifications among the items to be discussed by the Chickasha City Council this evening. Twister Fest is scheduled for June 15th through 17th at the Muscle Car Ranch. The council will consider allowing that event to be held. Regarding the signalization project, officials want to see traffic move more smoothly on 4th Street between the H.E. Bailey Turnpike and Choctaw Avenue. The council will also go behind closed doors to discuss the status of negotiations with the police and fire unions. The council may adopt a memorandum of understanding with the Fraternal Order of Police Local 129 and the International Association of Firefighters Local 2041 regarding new collective bargaining agreements for the 2019 fiscal year, which starts July 1st. The council also would consider approving an ordinance to approve the final plat for more new home construction in the Sleepy Hollow edition. The council meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Cool News time, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Dr. Shannon Farrell with Oklahoma State University set to speak at the annual banquet of the Grady County Mineral and Surface Owners Association. That'll be tomorrow night, 6:30, at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Farrell, well-versed in contracts and water, wind, and solar law, and his talk to focus on water usage rights as they relate to oil and gas as well as ag. He'll also talk about solar and wind issues as they relate to surface owners. If you like information, contact the Grady County OSU Extension Office. Sample ballots out for the June 26th primary election. The ballots can be seen at local county election boards. There are a number of candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. Locally, there are 3 Democratic candidates for Grady County Commissioner District 3, 3 Republican candidates for District 1 Commissioner. There is also a Republican primary for McLean County District 3, where a couple of candidates are on the ballot there. There are also 3 candidates on the ballot for district judge in Grady and Caddo counties. By the way, the final day to register to vote for the June 26th primary is Friday, June 1st. Register at your county election board. Pick up applications at tag offices, the post office, or library. You can download a form from the state election board website, elections.com. www.ok.gov. Water needs for livestock increase during spring and summer months. Cheyenne Burns with Grady County OSU Extension talks about typical water needs for cattle.
At around 40 degrees, a mature dry cow will, on average, require about 9 gallons each day. An additional gallon of water is needed for every 10-degree increase in temperatures above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. It is noted that this is just the base requirement for cattle. It is likely cattle will drink more water to adequately supply their thirst, especially when temperatures rise above 90 degrees and 100 degrees.
Other factors which determine water consumption is whether the herd has any shade, and wind may also help animals get a little bit of relief from the heat. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange lower Friday, but up for the week to $71.28 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $78.41. Natural gas up for the week at $2.84 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,284. Silver, $16.36. Our weather forecast, maybe a little bit of morning fog. After that, we'll have sunshine and highs in the low 80s today. Right now, fair 59 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
In sports, the USAO softball team preparing for its inaugural appearance in the NAIA Softball Championship. The fifth-ranked Drovers, one of 10 teams competing. The squad will have a final home practice about noon today, and there will be a formal send-off at 2 o'clock this afternoon at a Bill Smith ballpark. The send-off this afternoon, as the team is catching an early flight out of Will Rogers World Airport tomorrow morning. USAO, the number 4 seed in the tournament, held just outside Orlando, Florida. The team's first game in the double elimination tournament against number 5 seed Indiana Wesleyan on Friday. USAO's first men's basketball coach honored for his commitment to college athletics, John Hudson, earning the Small College Basketball Lifetime Achievement Award. He was presented the award at the Small College Basketball National Award Show in Kansas City, Missouri over the weekend. It's the first such award presented by the organization. Hudson spent more than 5 decades supporting small college hoops. He started basketball for then Oklahoma College of Liberal Arts back in 1973. In 1978, he wrote the constitution for the newly created Sooner Athletic Conference and would go on to become its first commissioner, and he spent 38 years at that post, never taking a salary. During his tenure, schools in the conference won 94 national championships. The third-ranked OU softball team storms through its NCAA regional tournament this past weekend and will host a super regional this coming weekend. OU downed Missouri 7-0 yesterday to advance to its 9th straight super regional. The Sooners will play Arkansas in a best-of-3 series that starts Thursday. The winner of that series will advance to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City. Big 12 baseball tournament starts Wednesday. OSU, the number 2 seed. OU, the number 4 seed. And the Sooners will start things Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock against Baylor. The Cowboys will play West Virginia 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. NBA playoffs. Golden State regains the lead in the NBA Western Conference Finals over Houston. The Warriors win big over the Rockets, 126-85 last night, taking a 2-1 lead now. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Cleveland. Boston leads that series 2-1. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Chickasha Monument Company, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.